From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Peter, VK4FSD from Brisbane. The weekend of the 27th and 28th of May is the annual Spring Mountain Horse Endurance Ride. Our club runs checkpoints for this event in the Greenbank Spring Mountain area. I'm looking for operators for both out on the tracks and ride base. A four-wheel drive is an advantage but not a requirement. At least one of the remote checkpoints requires you to camp overnight. This location requires a good UHF 70 centimetre radio as it is situated behind a large hill and requires the use of our 438-500 repeater. The actual ride starts first light on Sunday morning, but I would like all operators to be at ride base by 2 p.m. Saturday. You will need to be self-sufficient for water, food, seating and shade, but this could be arranged if you do not have it. If you're able to assist, please let me know as soon as possible. Thanks for listening. This is Peter, VK4FSD. My contact number is 04 27 600 181. That is 04 27 600 181. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Our hobby is growing with amazing capabilities, giving opportunities that old timers could hardly imagine when they were first licensed. Now, only are we seeing the SDR technology come to maturity in equipment coming to market. But the internet and software are making real-time remote operation a true alternative to home-based operations. Fast computing is allowing for off-board digital signal processing, and modest tablets are serving as tools in the shack. The smartphone has become an interface, a remote control for many things, apart from being a simple virtual reality display. The cheap and ubiquitous GPS is not only a geographical tool, but by extracting the timing pulses, it provides frequency reference for making a system, a radio shack, run with military-like accuracy. Add into the mix the fact that people have the opportunity of sitting overseas license exams, USA one in particular, which, because of treaty recognition of qualification, entitles the holder to an Australian equivalent license. With a remotely operated station, an operator can be sitting in Australia using gear in a US territory with a US call. This raises all sorts of questions as to the definition of DX, recognition of contacts for the purpose of awards, as well as which jurisdiction has proper responsibility for the operations. And just to confuse the issue, compare the cost of sitting a license for $21 as against a couple of hundred as required by the Australian cost recovery model. This might present issues for our regulator in the future. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.